The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to St. John.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said to his disciples, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me because he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. And for this reason, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of one God who creates, redeems, and sustains us. Amen. Amen. I don't know how many of you were here last week, but to say that it was a spectacular service does not do justice to the experience. And as I was leaving church, walking back across the parking lot to home, I wondered, why didn't I plan to leave on Pentecost? Duh, it would have been perfect. Me blown out the wave door by the Holy Spirit, leaving you with flames of fire over your heart to keep during the sabbatical time without me. But instead, it's this week, my last Sunday, wonderful Trinity Sunday. So easy to preach. You know, and you can't really preach Trinity Sunday without making the requisite joke about having to preach Trinity Sunday. Only, I actually love preaching Trinity Sunday and don't think it's a burden. And in some ways, as I began to work on my sermon for this week, I realized that Trinity is the perfect Sunday for me to say my temporary goodbye and leave you all to the work of God and the bringing about of the kingdom of God while we experience sabbatical together. Now, I'm here to tell you, I haven't read them all, but millions upon millions of words have been written, and I'm sure spoken, in an effort to explain the Trinity. And the truth is explaining the Trinity, or God, is something that our words may come close to, but no word can truly define the greatness and the love of God that created us. So if you were to be going through the theological libraries or reading the priest's Facebook page who are preaching this week, or just sitting around listening to us wax poetic when we're in a theological discussion for no good reason other than to have it, here's what you might hear about the Trinity. The Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, or Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer. And by the way, just what is that all about? And who is the Father? Or who is the Son? Or really, who's the Holy Spirit? And is God really male? Did Jesus really live and die and live again? Is the Holy Spirit really a female? Is using Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer heretical? Yes. How do the three parts of the Trinity get along? And there's a big fancy word for it, and we promise never to use it in sermons. How are the three parts of the Trinity individual and yet related? So you can see in this myriad of questions, by the way, I'm breaking my own rule. I asked a whole bunch of questions I'm not answering in my sermon. Greg and Bob will be happy to go over any of that with you afterwards. They got it. But you can see from that list of questions how easy it is for us to get bogged down in the weeds. Because I don't think any of those questions are what Jesus had in mind when he said in the gospel today that he was leaving the Spirit of Truth to guide the disciples and, quite frankly, to guide us. Now, don't get me wrong. I think that conversations and attempts to understand God are important. But perhaps we should quit trying to define and box in the greatness and the love of God through our words. And maybe we should focus more on expressing the greatness and the love of God in our actions. And to that end, there is one action that no one can deny is deeply characteristic of the Trinity. And that action is relationship. Each person is defined as an individual and in its relationship to the other two parts of the Trinity. And so what that leaves us with is this very clear directive: relationship, relationship, relationship. To me, it's probably the most important characteristic of the Trinity. The Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, the Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, are in relationship with one another. And that's what Jesus is trying to explain in his own confusing verbiage in today's gospel. When the Spirit of Truth comes, he will guide you into all truth, for he will not speak on his own, but will speak whatever he hears, and he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, because he will take what is mine and declare it to you, and all that the Father has is mine. And so, for this reason, I declare it to you. Get it? They're all in relationship with each other. Relationship defines God and the Trinity and defines God's connection to each and every one of us. I was in this very deep discussion with my spiritual director this week about how I was thinking of what should really my best prayer practice be for my sabbatical. Should it be the hour by hour, because it's simple and I can do it? Should it be the daily office so that I get that praying with everyone else? Should it be the Celtic daily prayer because I haven't really delved into that on a day-by-day basis? Or maybe the Ignatian examine would be best? Or should I do something more with just reading scripture or journaling or maybe meditation? Really big in the news right now. And so I went through this whole down the rabbit hole. And she looked at me and laughed and said exactly what all the other spiritual directors have said to me through the years and said, "Rachel, which one of those actually brings you into relationship with God?" And I had to stop and think about that. I had to think about what builds relationships in my own life. And while at times I build my relationship with God by meditating on scripture, or the common prayer of the daily office, knowing that someone is always praying it with me somewhere around the world. But when I stop to think about it, what brings me into relationship with God is people. People help me see the face of God. Standing beside or with the family of a dying person, wrapping my stole around the hands of a couple who have just spoken their marriage vows, giving communion to children who can't tell you but get on the deepest level what is going on in the bread and the wine. People remind me to work on my relationship with God. Leon Dufour, a Jesuit theologian well known of this century, near his death said, "I've written so many books on God, but after all that, what do I really know? I think in the end, God is the person you're talking to. It's the person right in front of you. Yes, that. And that leaves us with the question of how will we be in relationship with people as we all go through this sabbatical period together? Many of you have expressed worry and concern over my camping alone. But the truth is, I'm never going to be alone. And not just the answer that I have God with me, which is true, but I'm going to be in national parks for the most part with hundreds, if not thousands, of other people. Pray that we meet. Pray that I meet God in them. Pray that they meet God in me. And you, St. Cross, who told me, I think, from my very first Sunday here, that you're a lay-led parish. And it's true. So I'm not worried about how you're going to fare while I'm gone or what will or won't happen. I know that that's covered. But I will say this to you. I challenge you to meet God in the other. Meet God in the visitors who come this summer. Meet God in the people who sit in your area of church, but you don't know their name. And I think that's true of just about everyone in here. Yep, you all have somebody who you need to know their name and maybe their story. And more importantly, meet God in the stranger, the person outside of here. Meet God in the person in need, not by just feeding and clothing them and considering it a job well done, but actually know that person as a human being. Ask their name. Listen to their story. Be in relationship with them. Relationships, oh, they don't come easily. And we have to work on them all the time, right? Yeah? You all are looking at me blankly. I'm the only one who goes through this. But the truth is, that's what we're called to do. To work on our relationship with God, we pray, we serve others. We read scripture. We pay attention to where the Holy Spirit is guiding us. To work on our relationship with one another, we have to risk reaching out with the love and the compassion that we see in the Trinity, trusting that the Holy Spirit is dancing between us, reminding us that we're all one, and reminding us, if not even helping us, to see God in one another. So during this time, pray. Pray that the Holy Spirit will work in us and through us during this sabbatical time. Pray that you and that I can bring about the furthering of the kingdom of God by being in relationship with one another, both the friend and the stranger. Amen.